From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Secretary General has called the deadly Saudi-led aerial strike Saturday on a funeral in Yemen heartless and an outrageous violation of international law. Margaret Bashir has more.
Ban Ki-moon told reporters Monday that the community center that was bombed was known to all and crowded with families and children. It is not the first time that the Saudi-led coalition has been accused of attacking civilian sites and infrastructure in Yemen.
This latest horrific incident demands a full inquiry.
Initial reports indicate that Saturday's bombing was carried out by the coalition. More than 140 people were killed and 500 others were injured. Margaret Bashir, the United Nations.
The U.S. military says two missiles were launched from Houthi-controlled territory in Yemen in the direction of a U.S. ship in the Persian Gulf. Officials say the two missiles, launched over a 60-minute period, landed in the water Sunday. Turkish police in Ankara used tear gas and water cannon Monday to prevent hundreds of activists from holding a protest to commemorate the first anniversary of one of Turkey's worst terrorist attacks. Authorities banned large-scale commemorations of the two suicide bombings, citing security concerns. Russia and Turkey have signed an agreement on building pipelines that will supply natural gas to Turkey and Western Europe. The agreement on the Turkish steam pipeline project was signed Monday by the Russian and Turkish energy ministers in Istanbul. The signing ceremony was attended by Russian President Vladimir Putin and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. The two presidents, who are attending the World Energy Congress in Istanbul, held talks earlier Monday. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump faced new headwinds Monday, with the party's top elected official all but conceding that Democrat Hillary Clinton will win the race for the White House. Speaker of the House of Representatives Paul Ryan told his Republican colleagues in a conference call that he would no longer defend Trump's often embarrassing comments. Instead, Ryan said he would spend the last weeks before the November 8th election working to preserve the party's House majority by campaigning for other Republicans. Democratic presidential candidate Hillary Clinton said Monday Trump spent his time at Sunday's presidential debate attacking when he should have been apologizing. Clinton held a rally in Detroit Monday. Trump appeared in Ambridge, Pennsylvania, saying all Clinton could talk about in the debate was small, petty things. An NBC News Wall Street Journal poll conducted over the weekend showed Clinton pulling to an even bigger lead, a 46-35% edge in a four-way race with two other candidates. Death tolls ranging from 400 to over 1,000 are being presented by officials in Haiti as that nation struggles to overcome the results of Hurricane Matthew. The United Nations on Monday appealed for $119 million to bring life-saving assistance to Haiti. In the U.S., hundreds of thousands remain without power, and the situation could worsen as rivers continue to crest. Nikki Haley is the governor of South Carolina.
The flooding from the rivers has been unfortunate, and what we are seeing is just a lot of damage. Most first floors are gone, if not homes altogether. We saw cars lost, impassable roads.
In North Carolina, helicopters and rescue boats carried people to safety after a levee was breached near the town of Lumberton. Oliver Hart of Harvard University and Bent Holdstrom of the Massachusetts Institute of Technology are the recipients of the 2016 Nobel Prize in Economic Sciences. The announcement came Monday after the Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences said the recipients' work in contract theory is valuable to the understanding of real-life contracts and institutions, as well as potential pitfalls in contract design. Holdstrom spoke to reporters.
I'm still dazed. I think Sean Cantel has had the same experience. It's not that one doesn't think about these possibilities, because people, especially in Cambridge, talk so much about them, but one doesn't really expect it in some ways.
Hart and Holdstrom will share the $924,000 prize. In Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.